Okay, so we continue in Archa Sadikim, Shara Ava. We're on page 240. The learning, as always, should be especially Lanishmas and Derechava, Chaim Belezman, Shem Shinaryeh, and Reb Yaakov Yosef, and Rechaim Menachem Ben Sion. And should be a schus for Fushlim, Chaim Dov, and Menorachal, Chanale, Beshen, Rachel, Abdatim, and Peril, and a schus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So, continuing, he was talking yesterday about how the Neshama has a natural connection to Hashem. But that it is, so to speak, bogged down by the body, and the body is sort of pulling it in the other direction. So think of a tug of war where you have the neshama pulling in the direction of Hashem and the body pulling in the direction of Gashmias. And just like in tug of war, whoever is pulling harder, you go either one way or the other way. So if the body is pulling, then that means that the neshama has less of an ability to connect with Hashem because you are focused on something else. So he says like this, when the neshama senses its own good away from the body, then it desires to get away from the body, just like a sick person tries to get healed. In other words, when a person is focused on the right things and is not rushing after taiva, so then again, it's like a magnet. The neshama suddenly gets drawn back to Hashem. And that goes it ties in exactly to what we were saying yesterday about people who lack a sense of purpose. So you can take drugs and you can bury yourself in alcohol. You could bury yourself in a lot of things. But at the end of the day, when your head clears for a few minutes and you realize that you lack purpose and you lack a real connection, you get depressed. And that's because you start to think bigger thoughts. And he says that's the idea. When the body is stopping with whatever it's busy with, then the neshama has this netiyah drawing it back to Hashem. And when the neshama gets healed from the sicknesses of the body, it gets its own light, it gets its own ability, and it's filled with love. That love is connected to joy, and that chases away from his heart the desire to run after Gashmi, is to run after Hana in this world. That joy grows and overpowers the heart, and all the pleasure of this world falls away, compared to the love that the neshama and the person now feels towards Hashem. And all the joy of his childhood games were as if they are nothing, as compared with the delight that the heart feels with when it has a connection to Hashem. With all of his thoughts, he should think, how can I fulfill Hashem's will and bring merit to others? Kiddush Hashem, make a Kiddush Hashem, and commit myself to love of Hashem. Hashem, and this is fear of okay, and that is Ava, period. So that is what Ava is. Vizuyiras Hashem. What is fear of Hashem? Batayra, not to be either what is written in the Torah. The Ava and love is kigoyim penchas. Like so, Yiras Hashem is his point is Yiras Hashem is only going to take you so far. It might prevent you from doing things wrong, but you're not going to be able to go the extra mile and, so to speak, not even lift them assurance on them, but do it to the nth degree. For example, the Pinchas, he says Pinchas could only put himself in danger like that because he reached a greater level in Yiras Hashem. He reached a level of Avas Hashem, and he says, "For Avram Avinu, similarly by Avram, Sha'amar Hari Moisi Yodi El Hashem Kel Elyon Kodesh Mei Varetz, I lifted up my hand to Hashem in Michutz V'Yatzroich Now V'Mekach Michol Hashalach." And he says to the Melech Toim that I'm going to take nothing, not even a thread or a shoestring. The Elisha Shalei Ratzel Akachas Minamon. Similarly, Elisha did not want to take a payment from Naaman for helping him cure from his saras. He didn't want to accept from Naaman a gift. And that love prevents a person from abandoning Torah for the sake of pleasures, or immature games, Rias Nashim V'dibur, checking out women or getting into conversation. Gam Lazoiv Tiulim, you'll give up running around on worthless trips. V'yanim Zemiras Kedei Lamal Savava Yitzim Chasbava Hashem Baruchu, and you'll sing songs to fill your heart with joy in the love of Hashem. So the idea is that if you're able to separate the neshama from the guf, meaning not neshama from the guf, but separate the guf from running after and focusing on the gashmias, so then the heart is going to draw you in the right direction. He says the heart already has this light and this simcha and this love within it, and you just have to allow it to come out. And once it comes out, it's going to automatically draw you in the right direction, and it's going to help you do the right thing. But you have to abandon, and the work that you have to do is you have to give up the taivas of olam hazeh. All right, let's stop here.